And that's why people smoke to begin with, is smoking is an alkaline stimulation. So if you smoke tobacco especially, it's an alkaline stimulation. Therefore, drinking green vegetable juice gets to the core of why people are smoking in begin with. They're trying to get balanced with acid alkaline. And again, tobacco is one of the most alkaline-forming substances there is. It's just when it's smoked then it has acidic residues, which isn't the best thing. It's not the worst thing either. It's just chemical tobacco is actually complete poison. And, you know, so somebody who's in that situation may want to back off of chemical tobacco and get on organic tobacco.
Is all smoke created equal, or is there some smoke that I wouldn't say is good for you, but it's not as detrimental as other smoke?
Oh, definitely. There's no question about it. I mean, the way that industrial humankind consumes substances is completely unsacred and totally out of control. And, for example, with tobacco, tobacco is the most sacred food of the entire Americas. All tribes, all traditions that were here before, you know, Columbus showed up here, tobacco is sacred to them. David Hawkins, in his book Power versus Force, mentions that people test strong to organic tobacco, but always weak to chemical tobacco. Smoke have nothing to do with tobacco, never even heard of it before, never even touched it before. You know, he was testing this in envelopes, so they couldn't even know what they were holding. I find that to be really interesting, because that's really how the natives used it. They would put it on things that, you know, they would invoke the, you know, the kind of power that tobacco has to protect farmlands. That's really what it does. Tobacco is a very powerful antiviral, antifungal substance, and that's why no critters or rodents will go near your garden if you got tobacco growing in there, and that's one of the reasons why it was so sacred. So we have to kind of look at it that way, too, and that's more of a shamanistic perspective on tobacco so that people don't get freaked out like, you know, you have to jump from point A to point B. It may be more appropriate to go from smoking chemical tobacco to smoking combinations of organic tobacco with lavender, with mullein, with sage, and other traditional things that were smoked with tobacco, and getting more into the vibration of how it used to be done. Tobacco that's really out there right now is American Spirit, and they're doing a good service. Unfortunately, they were sold out to one of the bigger tobacco companies, but they are still certified organic. And I would recommend, if you're really into tobacco, then you need to learn how to really grow it yourself. That's probably the best way. I mean, I've seen it growing in gardens in Mexico and in situations that were absolutely just the most stunning, beautiful I've ever seen. I mean, this plant in its natural state is one of the most beautiful plants in the world.
Chewing tobacco?
Oh, chewing tobacco. Oh, yeah. Chewing tobacco is terribly, terribly chemicalized. I mean, tobacco is just, it's what we think of tobacco has nothing to do with what the ancients knew as tobacco. In fact, tobacum, that species that quote-unquote the white man smokes, isn't even the type of tobacco that the Indians smoke, which, you know, that's hilarious in my mind. They smoke Nicotiana rustica, and rustica is a smaller leafed, much more powerful type of tobacco, vastly more, five times as powerful. In fact, you couldn't smoke it recreationally. It's too powerful. It's like a hallucinogen, really. And then the white man came along and thought, oh, we can make more money on the big leaf tobacco, which is tobacum, Nicotiana tobacum. And that's 99% of what's out there these days. It's even probably 99.5% of what's out there these days.
For instant access to hundreds of clips just like this one, please go to thebestdayever.com. That's thebestdayever.com.